Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in College Station, Texas, and earned a BA in biology from SMU University while also playing football for them. Since 1976, he's been the CEO of Kanakuk Ministries, whose mission is to show kids the joy of a relationship with Christ through excellence in non-denominational sports, camping adventures, and Christian mentoring. He believes that kids are the greatest natural resource in America. His name? Dr. Joe White. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to the CEO of Kanakuk Ministries for the last 40 years, Dr. Joe White. Joe, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Jack, it's great to be with you. If I talk in Texan, you'll have to understand, you're not going to get every other word, but anyway, I'm a Southerner, so I'll do my best.
Okay, can we start by you offering an opening prayer this evening?
In the language of Texas, I'll be happy to. Father God, amazing that we can even call you Father. That's just amazing, Lord. We can do that. Thanks for being our Father. Thanks for having a heart of love. And God, thanks for inventing kids and allowing us as adults to mold and shape their hearts, hopefully with hands guided by you. Father, I pray you'll mold and shape this broadcast, and that everyone that hears, God, will get a better idea of how great you are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Can we start, Joe, by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Well, we grew up in a Texas home in College Station, the home of the Fighting Texas Aggies, which up there in the Northeast you're not necessarily excited about. But down south, the Fighting Texas Aggies are a great tradition. And my daddy worked Texas A&M, and then he also ran this one sports camp called Kanakuk in the summer in the Ozark Mountains. So we traveled back and forth. We had a good home. After I graduated from college, we decided to take the whole family to the Ozarks so we could run the camp and grow the camp full time. But I had a blessed childhood being a football player, wanted to be a doctor, studied medicine, but ended up loving kids so much I wanted to be with kids full time, and have done that for the last 45 years.
You got a BA in biology from Southern Methodist University. You also played football for them.
Yeah, SMU, the Mustangs. Yeah, we had a great football team in those days. Had a blast and learned a lot about athletics through the football training, and now still coach football in the summertime at our sports camps. And then the biologist gave me a great background for the book of Genesis and the science of intelligent design and the awesomeness of understanding the scientific documentation of the creation of the cosmos and everything therein. So it was all very worthwhile.
Then you became an assistant coach for the Aggies, Texas A&M. Joe, how do you explain the camaraderie, the passion, the pride, the honor, the maniacal passion of all Aggies?
You know, the place, it's an amazing place. I mean, the students don't walk on the grass. Everybody walks on sidewalks because the grass is in honor of the soldiers who've left Texas A&M to protect freedom around the world, and in honor of the soldiers that have fought in wars throughout the last century. The grass is kept neatly. At yell practice the night before the football game, there'll be 20,000, 30,000 Corps of cadets and civilian students show up for yell practice before the football games, the midnight before the game. The place is unreal. It's just a gigantic fraternity of 55,000 students a year.
Since 1976, you and your wife, Debbie Joe, have worked at Kanakuk Ministries. You've been the CEO there for the last 40 years. Tell us about Kanakuk Ministries, please.
Well, I love your show, Anything's Possible, because that's a great description of what's happened over the last 40-something years here at K-Land, if you will, in the beautiful Ozark Mountains in southwest Missouri. This part of the world is gorgeous, for one thing. It's also sort of the population center of America. And so kids come from 40 or 50 states, and they come from five continents. There's about 25,000 kids a year that we get to work with at all the camps. There's 10 camps, and then there's travel camps. And we have a staff of 2,300 college athletes from 330 university campuses who are role models, Christian athletes who come in to train the kids in sports and Christian character. It's hard to describe how, you know, the Lord has blessed our quest to build character in, you know, our dream is that every American kid can have an experience like Kanakuk, and now even in continents around the world, where they could be secure in God's love for them, secure in their family relationships, and then have a recreational sports place to express the gifts and talents God has given them. It's just grown like crazy over the years. And then it's also built 11 ministries around the world. We work in third world countries in 40 nations with the poorest of the poor, feeding kids and bringing medical supplies to kids and building schools for kids. And then we have a freshman year of college educational experience for kids. We have a college graduate program for young men and women who want to work with kids for a lifetime. And half a dozen other ministries around the nation, around the world, that we have been able to build over these 40 years.
We're talking to Dr. Joe White. Over 2,300 young college athletes come and help him each summer, and over 500,000 young people have experienced Kanakuk through the years. And I'm Jack Rasulin, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasulin. We're with Dr. Joe White, who believes that kids are the greatest natural resource in America today. Joe, talk to us, if you will. You've got one night overnight camps, 2 weeks, et cetera, 4 weeks. How do you explain the difference in the different types of camps?
Well, Jack, we'd keep kids all year round if we could. Kids say the coolest things about camp, bless their hearts, it's heaven on earth, it's the great experience of my life, I make my best friends I've ever had here. You get to put up a fence and keep everything bad out and everything good in. Certainly not perfect, but it's a place where kids can be themselves, a place where peer pressure is non-existent, a place where drugs, alcohol, bad language, etc. are illegal and outside the fence. It's like a little birdie in a nest. It's just a safe, comfortable place for kids to grow up and be kids. Four of our camps are for inner city kids. There's been about 135,000 kids from, the urban parts of our nation, oftentimes underfinanced kids, oftentimes underprivileged kids, but they come to camp for a week. And our city kids just have the time of their life. And they get to learn to be peaceful, happy mothers, fathers someday, family builders, neighborhood leaders in cities around the nation. And then the other six camps are for, rural kids, suburban kids, kids from around the world, of every kind, rich and poor and everything in between. And the great thing about kids, nobody cares how much money your daddy makes. All you wear is a pair of tennis shoes, a pair of shorts and T-shirt, and they all are the same here at Kanakuk, all races and all socioeconomic backgrounds. Everybody has smiles on their faces.
If you want to learn more, www.kanakuk.com. Joe, if somebody magically bought you a one-minute ad during next February's Super Bowl to talk to parents about teenagers, what would you say in that 1 minute?
Well, first of all, like I said, at Kanakuk, we have every kind of kid on earth. And every child has got a great heart. Unfortunately, because of the culture they grew up in, oftentimes their heart has been hurt. And some of that hurt produces anger, and some of that anger produces negative behavior styles. But every kid has a great heart. And for a parent, the word to tattoo on your eyelid so you blink and think about that word is relationship. The relationship is everything. Behavior and rules and all those things are important. But if the relationship is there, you can do anything with your child. And kids spell love T-I-M-E. I learned that from Josh McDowell, a mentor of mine, years ago. And if time is there, both quality time and quantity time, then the parent and the child are going to be highly successful in having a great relationship, which will produce behavior and produce eventually a successful kid to take the family baton to the next generation. Cal Farley, one of the great youth workers of all time, built the Boys Ranch in Amarillo, Texas, decades ago. He said, a boy is the only thing God can use to make a man, and a girl's the only thing God can use to make a woman. And he said, I never saw a kid go bad who had at least one good adult friend.
You say, and I quote you, kids are the greatest natural resource in America today. A lot of people would say, nonsense, these kids, they don't have it today.
Yeah. Well, I get to watch kids become leaders. At age 7 through 18, which is our population group, we believe in the leader in every child's heart, and we speak the leader in every child's heart till they believe it themselves. And as Dr. Robert Shuler often said, from a child's viewpoint, I'm not who I am, and I'm not who I think I am, and I'm not who you think I am, but I am who you think I am who I think you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. So if you believe in me, that I can be a godly leader, that I can produce great things in my life, and if you believe it enough, and I believe that you believe it enough, as my mentor, my counselor, my parent, my coach, eventually I'm going to believe it in myself. One of our core values here at Kanakuk is enthusiasm rules. And enthusiasm, of course, means in theos, which means in God. And if I'm enthusiastic about that boy, I don't care what background. Some of our kids come here very angry. Many of them come in from broken homes and hurt cultures. But if we're enthusiastic and we speak encouragement into that boy enough times, for example, Jack, as a football staff, in addition to running the camps, I get to be the football coach. And our goal is that every boy on our football field will hear his name at least 10 times a day with something good attached to it. And you know what? Over time, the bench warmers become the happiest bench warmers on the team. The starters become the best starters. The all-county become all-state. The second-teamers become first-teamers. You know, they become one step better than they were the year before because we've believed in them enough till they believe in themselves. And it brings out the best in every player and every child.
www.kanakuk.com. Your motto, Joe, is I'm third, God first, the other person second, and I'm third. Talk about your motto.
It began, our founder was named Bill Lance, a marvelous Oklahoma coach who actually started for 4 years as a Nebraska quarterback years ago. But he came out of the old YMCA tradition before he founded Kanakuk back in the 1920s. And he brought this motto, I'm third, God first, others second, and I'm third. And it comes out of Matthew 22, where the smartest teacher who ever lived, Jesus himself, was asked, what's the greatest commandment? And he said, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Pretty simple stuff. God first, love him with all your heart. Others second, love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm third, treating your body as a temple of the Holy Spirit and not putting substances into your body that will be harmful to that, surrounding yourself with people that you want to be like. So the centrality of God as creator first, everybody knows that. And then serving others, which is life's greatest gift. And then treating yourself the way Christ would want you to treat yourself. That's the I'm third story. And the kids put them, the cards on their bulletin boards and on their mirrors and license plates, and cheerleaders will make it their cheerleading team motto, and players will put it on their wristbands and make it their team motto. It rings well with everyone.
We're talking to Dr. Joe White, the CEO of Kanakuk Ministries for the last 40 years. Joe, the fear of failure, it paralyzes a person. A lot of young people today have a tremendous fear of failure.
Well, you know, if you're a parent, or you're a coach, or you're a mentor, it is a giant responsibility. And the words that come out of your mouth are, as the Psalms say, they can be like apples of gold in settings of silver if a word is aptly spoken. As Colossians says in Scripture, let your words always be with grace, seasoned, as it were, with salt. So that it gives grace to those who hear. And if your words of parent are those words, and the child hears affirmation as often as possible, then the child is going to, you know, he's going to have the courage to dream great dreams and go out and accomplish those dreams. But unfortunately, so many of us as parents had words of death spoken to us, and so we speak words of death to our children. We're harsh, we're critical, we're condemning. And eventually, obviously, the child is like a computer. You're going to program him with things that he hears from those he loves the most, his parents and his coaches. And so as a parent or coach, you have to be extremely careful that you're speaking life to your child, even in the discipline. I had a son who had a lot of, like other kids, you know, they, growing up had its challenges. And we dealt with those challenges. But boy, he has the greatest heart ever. And now he's one of the most fantastic businessmen in Chicago you'll ever meet. But every night I would tuck him in bed, even when we were struggling through things in adolescence. And I would say, Cooper, I want you to know I love you and I'm proud to be your dad. And now, I mean, he's my role model. I wish I was a whole lot more like him. He's just such a great young man. But a parent has to continually let the child know that they're deeply loved. And the parent is passionate about their love and commitment to their child, even when there's disciplinary action needed for various issues going on in the home. And if you'll continue to build that kind of a relationship of affirmation and respect, then that child is going to become somebody you'll look up to one day.
We're talking to Dr. Joe White. When we come back, we'll ask him about the silent epidemic in the world, pornography. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula. We're with Dr. Joe White, the author of over 20 books, including Pure Excitement, Wired by God, and Spiritually Mentoring Teens. Joe, the silent epidemic today, pornography, please.
Jack, I've counseled teenagers and adults for 40 years, and I saw a special last night on the Third World War, the Cold War, the nuclear war that supposedly looms around the world, and it's foreboding, it's staggering, it's fearful. But the nuclear war that's going on today that the press does not talk about is the worst, most degrading, most destructive moral epidemic ever in the history of mankind, and that is the epidemic of pornography. You know, pornography, to shoot it very straight, not just for children, but for adults, it destroys, one, the mind. It rots the human brain from the inside out. It creates pictures in the mind, degrading pictures that degrade women and turn women into sex objects and take advantage of little girls. It's what supports sex trafficking around the world. It creates dopamine in the human mind, just like cocaine. My brother worked undercover in narcotics for years for the state of Texas, and he attested that cocaine was the worst because it was instantly addictive. It produces dopamine, which is immediately addictive, and people will steal, kill, and destroy for their next hit. Well, porn brings the exact same drug experience to the mind of a child. Kids start at age 5, 6, 7, 8 on the iPhones and computers and iPads. The drugs are in kids' pockets when they go to school every day because the iPhone produces it freely and regularly. It makes the marriage bed, unfortunately, unhappy and unhealthy. It causes mental adultery consistently in the lives of married men. It makes married wives feel like trash. Jack, I could go on and on with the fallout, the collateral damage of the epidemic of porn. Unfortunately, almost every teenage boy is doing it, and the statistics show about 30% of the teenage girls are doing it as well. And most people who do it as children continue to do it as adults. And the destruction of the home and the family is the staggering, sad result.
If there's a listener tonight that says, Dr. White, guilty as charged, I'm addicted, but Joe, I'm powerless to stop it.
Well, as I said, my brother was a savvy undercover cop, and he worked mostly with heroin traffic and cocaine traffic, and not to be exclusive here, but just to call the card the card, he said the only cure for heroin is Jesus. And he was a very realistic, rugged undercover policeman. And fortunately, the power of God was exhibited through the life of his son, and that power obviously lives today and is available to every willing heart. When kids establish a firm, solid relationship with Christ, and the Spirit of Christ lives in their heart, he is the power of freedom. You know, when I encounter a college crowd or a high school crowd or even adult crowd in conferences, and I talk about porn, and men and students and children will come up by the hundreds to talk and to pray, I tell them to go write their wife a letter, even though they don't know her yet, if they're young. Go write her a letter and promise her, because the human will is the strongest muscle in the human body. Promise her that she'll be the only woman you'll ever look at unclothing or unclothed. And if you're already married, you can write your wife a letter today. And then I tell them to write their daughter a letter, the daughter of their future. Write your 10-year-old daughter a letter and promise her that you're not going to cheat on her mom again. And then get an accountability partner. I meet with groups of boys at night on the phone doing conference calls, teenage boys. And we ask each other, were you pure this week? And over the year, they begin to sharpen each other. As Proverbs says, as iron sharpens iron. And they go from porn users to porn haters. And they begin to be pure because they know there's guys around them who care, and guys are going to ask them the tough question. And then make a scriptural standard. The standard of our of our kids at camp is Psalms 101, verse 3. I will put nothing unclean before my eyes. We write it on our wristbands, and we wear it on our wristbands so that when we seek to program our computers or our iPads or iPhones, we see our Bible verse, I will put nothing unclean before my eyes, Psalms 101, verse 3. And freedom not only is possible, but I see freedom from porn when a man or a girl or a woman or a child establishes those rules. I see freedom happening. It's happening with kids of all ages.
www.kanakuk.com. One of your most recent tools is a free smartphone app called Lifeline, the number 9, and then you spell out 11. What is it?
Lifeline 911 is Cal Farley, the great youth worker of Texas, who took runaways and throwaways and turned them into fine young men. He said, I never saw a boy go bad who had at least one good adult friend. Jesus had 12 guys he poured his life into. Paul had Timothy. Peter had Silvanus. It's not about what I accomplish on the planet. It's all about what the people I mentor accomplish. As one pastor in Florida who works with my son at a church for Walt Disney actors says, I want to change the world through the men that I mentor. Discipleship is the biblical term. Mentoring is the general term. But Lifeline 911 is a mentoring tool where men can mentor men, women can mentor women, students can mentor students, parents can mentor and disciple children biblically. It's a tool that any population group can pick up free. Again, it's Lifeline 911. It's just an iPhone, a smartphone app, good for Android as well, that any individual can be a mentor and leave the baton for the next generation so that the baton can be passed to the next and the next and the next. And it's like one great man said, greatness is measured by a man or woman who plants a tree under which you'll never sit. It's investing in the life of another person biblically so that they can live a great life and then pass that baton to the next and the next and the next.
Speak about a man who's made a huge difference by mentoring. One of your heroes lived in the 1600s. He was a French mathematician, physicist, inventor, writer, Christian philosopher, Blaise Pascal. Why is he a mentor to you?
Well, Pascal, he was one of those individuals who cut to the chase. That's why he was so successful in mathematics and science. But he said blatantly, as he studied the religions of the world, he said, apart from Christ, there's nothing but death, destruction, darkness, and despair. He was a man who stepped to the plate and he swung the bat. And he said what he believed very well. He said, Christ is definitely the God of men. It was Shakespeare who said, Christ is my Savior, my hope, and my Creator. Columbus said, Christ is my ever-present help in trouble. George Washington said, you do best to learn the life and teachings of Jesus. Albert Einstein said, I'm a Jew, but I'm enthralled by the luminous figure of the Nazarene. You know, we could go on and on throughout history of the thousands of great men and women who've quoted this great teacher, prophet, indeed the Son of God, Jesus Christ. But Pascal, I think, said it best.
He also said, apart from Christ, there's only death, destruction, darkness, and despair. We're talking to Dr. Joe White, and I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WGR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything is Possible. We're talking to Dr. Joe White. He and his wife, Debbie Joe, have run Kanakuk Ministries for the last 40 years in Branson, Missouri. Joe, if there's a family driving this evening, and the parents say, wow, you guys got to go to this camp. And the young boy or girl is thinking, this is all about Christ. That ain't no fun. What would you say?
Well, that's very unfortunate that child would ever would ever say that. I've had leukemia for 15 years, and I was, you know, on my way out of this planet 15 years ago, but Dr. Drucker from Washington State and a team of genetic researchers found the miracle cure. And so I take four little pills a day, and by the grace of God, I'm as healthy as I was when I was 29. So Christ is the miracle cure, obviously, for eternal life, God's answer to the sin issue. And it's a shame that anyone could be bored or think that that would not be the greatest thing in the world to be able to participate by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But once they get to Kanakuk, that changes. You have this staff of college athletes, these great, wonderful, collegiate men and women who love the Lord and who also are excellent in some field of sports or recreation and who are just passionate about seeing kids grow up well. So that changes quickly. Parents will send kids. Some kids will be clawing and scratching at the door of the Greyhound getting here. But more often than not, they don't want to leave. And they certainly more often than not want to come back the next summer and the next and the next and the next. And they leave thinking Christ is exactly who he said he was, the way, the truth, and the life, and the abundant life as well.
Joe, speaking of coming back year after year after year, you and Debbie Joe have been doing this for 40 years. You've sacrificed your life. You could make a lot more money. It's obvious you're very talented. Why do you guys keep doing it?
Oh, my goodness. There's just nothing. There's nothing on earth that compares with, being a mentor and a coach to a boy or a group of boys or a girl or a group of girls. There's just nothing on earth to compare. We've always felt like we had the best job in the world. And when we're not doing the camps, we're doing other youth ministries, doing young life work or Fellowship of Christian Athletes work or speaking to schools or anything we can do to work with kids. They're the hope for our nation. They're the hope for our world. They're all we've got for the future. So how could someone not be enthralled by the opportunity to get to work with kids?
One of the greatest traits that a person can be gifted with in life is enthusiasm. And Joseph, you have this in spades. How do I get enthusiasm?
Well, as I said earlier, I think it's a couple of Latin words, in theos, which means in God. And, enthusiasm comes for the Savior. I mean, how enthusiastic would a creator be to sacrifice his son in order to be a dad, in order to spend eternity with willing, faithful hearts? So it's all about a love for the Savior. From the sunrise and the beautiful painting in the sky to the sunset, God displays his splendor and his majesty in the creation. And, when one is enthralled, as Napoleon said, the great French general, he said, everything in Christ astonishes me. His spirit overawes me. His will confounds me. And Napoleon said, there is the difference between Christ and every other man who ever lived, no possible term of comparison. And, when a man or woman's heart is filled with that love for Jesus, there's not room for porn, there's not room for hatred in a marriage, there's not room for bitterness, there's not room for selfishness, there's not room for anything but the joy of the Lord, as Paul said, that gives us our strength.
A lot of single moms out there. If a single mom says, I find tough love really tough to do. Dr.
Yeah.
White, what do you say?
Yeah, my heroes, single moms, my heroes. My wife had a dad who flew for the military, and he was killed when she was four. My mom grew up without a dad, and I will tell you, single moms, they're the best two women I know, because God promises to be the father of the fatherless. And their moms had the father of the fatherless over their little girls' lives. I was behind a single mom in a car, and she had a bumper sticker on this little Chevy that she was driving, taking her child to school, then off to work, then back to the school, and back at home to try to prepare the meals. A single mom is bionic. And the bumper sticker said, as it was placed on a dent in the bumper of this very modest little car that she drove, it said, God loves the whole world, but I'm his favorite. And she was his favorite because she was giving it everything she had. Single moms, this man is a tribute to your life, and I just want you to know, if I was your dad, I'd be so proud of you for the work you're doing to raise your children well.
Talk to us about the role that a grandmother or grandfather can play with their grandchildren.
Wow! Talk about a privilege. One, to be best friends with your grown children. You know, growing older is just the greatest thing in the world. I've had 3 heart attacks and heart surgery and lung surgery and leukemia for 15 years. And so there's challenges to growing old. As my daddy said, growing old ain't for cowards. But, you know, as you get through those challenges, mentoring your grandchildren. I was with my 5 grandkids of Colorado the other day. 2 of them adopted from Rwanda out of orphanages, and 3 of them biological. And one of my grandsons said, "Pops, will you tuck me in bed tonight?" And so we went down. He knew what I was going to do. I was going to read scripture to him. And at age 11, he's a fantastic snowboarder and a great-looking kid. But he was so excited just to read the Bible with his granddad. The impact a granddad can have on children is limitless. Every child needs a grandpa or a grandma or a mentor who will take the place of the grandpa or grandma.
Can you lead us in a closing prayer, Joe White?
Well, Father God, thank you for who you are from the inception of the cosmos, which defies the eyes of the computer student at NASA, to the fabrication of each of the 37 trillion cells in our body, every cell with a billion strokes of the paintbrush of the artist. And again, God, thank you for showing yourself through your word, your Bible, greatest book ever written. And most of all, God, thanks for showing yourself through your son and his sacrificial death on the cross. And God, thanks for letting us be dads and moms and mentors and letting us shape the lives of kids. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Dr. Joe White, you say that kids are the greatest natural resource in America, but you and your wife, Debbie Joe, are also extremely great natural resource for all of America. Keep up the great work.
And thank you, Jack. It is a privilege to be a part of your show.
Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself.